DeepEnglish.com. Cheating Death, Active Speaking, Part A. How far would you go and what would you do to survive? It's a question as old as the hills. How old is the question? The question is as old as the hills. What question is as old as the hills? How far would you go and what would you do to survive is a question as old as the hills. The instinct for self-preservation is in our DNA. Where is the instinct? The instinct is in our DNA. What instinct is in our DNA? The instinct for self-preservation is in our DNA. Throughout history, people have overcome incredible odds and immense hardships all in the name of survival. Have people overcome incredible odds? Yes, people have overcome incredible odds. What else have they overcome? They have also overcome immense hardships. In the face of adversity, people are often surprised by their own inner strength. Are people often surprised by their physical strength? No, people aren't often surprised by their physical strength. People are often surprised by their own inner strength. Some sacrifice themselves so others might live. Why do some sacrifice themselves? Some sacrifice themselves so others might live. While some sacrifice others in the name of looking after their own skin. Why do some sacrifice others? Some sacrifice others in the name of looking after their own skin. Survival is always a matter of life and death. In times of great danger, a split-second decision can make all the difference. What is always a matter of life and death? Survival is always a matter of life and death. What can make all the difference? A split-second decision can make all the difference. It's called the survivor's instinct. Is it called the survivor's price? No, it's not called the survivor's price. It's called the survivor's instinct. In 1985, Simon Yates and his climbing buddy Joe Simpson's lives changed forever. When did this happen? This happened in 1985. What changed forever? Simon Yates and Joe Simpson's lives changed forever. Conditions were fierce and the light was fading when Yates and Simpson became the first mountaineers to climb the west face of Sulu Grande in the Peruvian Andes. Were the conditions pleasant? No, the conditions weren't pleasant. The conditions were fierce. What was fading? The light was fading. Were they climbing a mountain in Brazil? No, they weren't climbing a mountain in Brazil. They were climbing a mountain in the Peruvian Andes. Exhaustion and frostbite forced the two to make a quick descent. Did they freely choose to make a quick descent? No, they didn't freely choose to make a quick descent. They were forced to make a quick descent. Then disaster struck. Simpson stumbled and broke his leg. Did disaster strike? Yes, disaster struck. Who stumbled and broke his leg, Simpson or Yates? Simpson stumbled and broke his leg. A rescue party finding them was out of the question on such a remote mountain. What was out of the question? A rescue party finding them was out of the question. Simpson resigned himself to die a lonely death on the mountain. Yates had different ideas. What did Simpson resign himself to? Simpson resigned himself to die a lonely death on the mountain. Who had different ideas? Yates had different ideas. Connected by a rope, Yates began to lower his crippled friend in darkness and appalling conditions. Who began to lower his crippled friend? Yates began to lower his crippled friend. Did he do it in darkness and appalling conditions? Yes, he did it in darkness and appalling conditions. They descended 3,000 feet in this manner. How far did they descend? They descended 3,000 feet. Simpson was accidentally lowered into a place where he was unable to support his own weight. Who was unable to support his own weight? Simpson was unable to support his own weight. Unaware if his friend who was below him was still alive, Yates held on to the rope which connected the pair. What was Yates unaware of? Yates was unaware if his friend was still alive. Did he hold on to the rope? Yes, he held on to the rope. Seconds became minutes, and minutes became hours, until Yates found his grip slipping. What was slipping? His grip was slipping. Whose grip was slipping? Yates' grip was slipping. Inch by inch, he was being dragged closer to the void, which would kill them both. What was happening inch by inch? Inch by inch, he was being dragged closer to the void, which would kill them both. On that desolate mountainside, the 22-year-old Yates made a decision most of us will never face. What kind of mountainside was it? It was a desolate mountainside. What kind of decision did Yates make? Yates made a decision that most of us will never face. Have you ever faced this kind of decision? If he continued to hold on to the rope, the two friends would be dragged to a certain death. What would happen if he continued to hold on to the rope? If he continued to hold on to the rope, the two friends would be dragged to a certain death. If he cut the rope, he would live, but Joe would probably die. What would happen if he cut the rope? If he cut the rope, he would live, but Joe would probably die. With no time to ponder the situation, Yates acted instinctively and chose life. The lifesaver had become the executioner. Who didn't have time to ponder the situation? Yates didn't have time to ponder the situation. How did he act? He acted instinctively and chose life. Had the lifesaver become the executioner? Yes, the lifesaver had become the executioner.